coming up on episode number 438, celebrating the birthday of Reginald Dwight, whose birthday is March 25th. He actually turned 61 this year. I should have done this a year ago, huh? We're going to be celebrating this music by playing a cover story. Of course, you know him better as Elton John. A lot of great covers of Elton John songs, as well as a couple of his own covers. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's March 20th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of The Cover Story on Coverville. Tonight, featuring Elton John. Should be a really good show. I've got some great music that kind of straddles. And you know what? It doesn't straddle. It spreads the spectrum. It ranges in the spectrum from kind of light acoustic piano to very rockin', very alternative kind of versions of his songs. And so we'll have quite a variety tonight of different takes on Elton John's music. Want to also tell you what happened on Tuesday. I was going to do a show. Came down with strep throat, and that's kind of a bad thing for a podcaster, especially one who tries to do three shows a week. I also missed out on the local podcaster meetup and a bunch of other things. So it was quite an unfortunate timing to get the strep throat. So anyway, you don't need to hear about that. You wanted to hear the music. Let's get things kicked off with a song by The Streets. Now, The Streets is a project by a guy named Mike Skinner out of England. And more normally, he's a rap and kind of hip-hop performer. There's a style in the UK called grime, which, like Goldie Lickin' Chain and a couple other bands, kind of fall into that category. The song you're going to hear is a very different style for him. So if you're used to music by The Streets, this will come as a surprise, a shock to hear him singing this. If you're not familiar with The Streets, it'll just sound like a very earnest version of Elton John's Your Song and a great thick accent. Here's The Streets with their cover of, or his cover of, Your Song.
Bit funny, this feeling inside. Not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a travelling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song. This one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. Maybe quite simple now that it's done. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in. Sat on the roof, kicked off the moss. Few of the verses they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is your song. Maybe quite simple now that it's done. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words.
Susan! It's getting late. Have you seen my mates? Smart, tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I wanna rock. I wanna get a belly full of beer. My old man's drunker than a barrel full of monkeys, and my old lady, she don't care. My sister looks cute in her braces and boots and a handful of grease in her hair.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, there by The Who. Kind of their cover answer to Pinball Wizard, which was a cover that Elton John had done of one of their tracks, actually did it for Tommy. And it's kind of rare to see two artists that cover each other. I love examples of that. And so if you have other examples you know of that, let me know, because I'd love to maybe do a whole show sometime featuring pairs of songs that where the two artists trade covers. Another really cool thing about that is the interlude there of Take Me to the Pilot near the end, where Roger Daltrey takes a break from singing and Pete Townsend steps forward to sing the chorus of Take Me to the Pilot. Very, very cool. That comes from the compilation from 1991, an excellent cover compilation, Two Rooms, celebrating the songs of Elton John and Bernie Taupin. Bernie, of course, Elton John's writing partner for Man, I think in his entire career, basically. I mean, what is that? It's about 45 years now that the two of them have been writing together. And to this date, the two have never been in the same room to write a song together. And that's why the tribute to them is called Two Rooms, because they write their lyrics and music in two separate rooms. The Who with Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Before that, you heard a cover by Elton John. Now, if you're a completist, if you're an Elton John fan, then this one's certainly no surprise to you. Honky Tonk Women, which comes from Elton's first live album, which, depending on where you got it, if it was in the UK or the US, it was either called 11-1770 for November 17th, 1970, or in the UK they put the day first and then the month and then the year, so it was 17-1170. And, of course, a lot of people are familiar with Elton John's cover of The Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Not a lot of people know that he did a cover of The Rolling Stones' Honky Tonk Women. Before that, we started it all off with a cover of Your Song by The Streets, otherwise known as Mike Skinner, from the UK. That comes from the compilation from last year called Radio 1, established 1967. 40 years of covers, 40 years of songs from Radio 1, BBC Radio 1, and 40 really good covers on that album. It's a great double disc set that has quite a superb collection of covers. Let me tell you about the sponsor for tonight's episode of Coverville. It's Audio Engine, audioengineusa.com. They've got the A5 speakers, those big speakers that I've told you about. They've got the smaller speakers, the A2s, and I'll talk about those in a second. And then the new product, the W1, the Audio Engine W1 Premium Wireless Audio Adapter, which are two little matchbook-sized dongles or USB attachments that can send audio wirelessly from one location to the other. And I'm pretty sure it's Bluetooth. I'm looking to see to confirm that, because I've got a pair of these and I'm not sure what the magical elf-like technology is that sends the audio from one place to the other. But what's cool is you can use these in cooperation with some of their other products. For example, the A5s have a little USB port that'll charge the W1 while you're listening to music. You can also use it with the A2s, just plug it into the wall. And we talk a lot about the A2s, or I talk a lot about the A2s being a desktop speaker. But with these, with the W1s, you could actually have these in a bedroom. You could have them in a living room or a den. Put them up in a bookshelf. They look great, whether they're right there on your desk or further away. They're great sounding speakers, and when you couple them with the convenience of wireless audio adapter, the premium wireless audio adapter, then it's a great, great combination of products. Check them out, Audio Engine USA, of course. You can always go to coverville.com/audioengine or use the link in the show notes, and it'll take you right to their website where you can learn more about their great products. Audio Engine USA. A couple of years ago, I believe it was 2006, a CD benefiting War Child came out in the UK, featured a few different artists at the time, big popular artists at the time, and a couple covers on that, not a lot, but two cover songs. One I'm going to play for you today is by Keane and Faultline. I love Keane. If you ask me, I think the band can do no wrong. This is a cover of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and while their arrangement, note-wise, music-wise, is very close to the original, the style and the drama that they put into the song, I think, is uniquely Keen. Don't know Faultline, so I can't say it's uniquely them. Here's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Keen and Faultline.
Didn't sign up with you. What do you think you're doing? I bet they shoot down the plane. It'll take you a couple of vodka and tonics to set you on your feet again. Maybe you get a replacement. There's plenty like me to be found. Among us who ain't got a penny, sniff of the tickets like you.
I can't lie, no more of your darkness. All my pictures seem to fade to black and white. I'm growing tired, and time stands still before me. Frozen here on the ladder of my life. Too save myself from falling. I took a chance and changed your way of life. But you misread my meaning. Just now a fragment of you.
From the band that brought you 80s classics like Promises, Promises, and Always Something There to Remind Me, that's Naked Eyes with their cover of Rocket Man from their 2007 album Fumbling with the Covers, which featured a lot of covers done in that kind of acoustic style, even some of their own songs recovered. I think it's just a great rendition, and I picked that one over so many other versions that I could have gone with, like the Kate Bush version or, well, heaven forbid, the William Shatner version or the William Hung version, just because I think it does add something to the track, and I'm saving that Kate Bush version for something else. Rocket Man there by Naked Eyes. Before that, man, a beautiful, beautiful version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me by Renee Stahl. And that comes from a 2003 compilation called The Acoustic Coffee House Presents, a tribute to Elton John. I had never listened to that song with headphones until just now when I was doing the show. I always had it on here in the background on my laptop when I was picking songs for the show. This was the first time I listened to it with headphones, and oh my God, it's a whole different song. If you weren't just listening to that in headphones, do yourself a favor. After you get through listening to this show, get your iPod, get your headphones on your laptop or your desktop, and listen to that track again with headphones on. And it's just so moving. It really was. Renee Stahl with Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. And then we started off with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Keane and Faultline from that Help, A Day in the Life War Child Benefit CD. Another great version there. Oh, well, you know, I have played it pretty safe. I've been playing some kind of ballad versions of songs, and you can't go wrong playing a Who cover or Elton John covering the Rolling Stones. I mean, you know, I've played it pretty safe. Let's change that up right now with a few tracks here, starting with the Mr. T Experience. This comes from their album from 1995, And the Women Who Love Them. It's Mr. T Experience with Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Thank you.
Birthday Boy himself, Elton John, with a cover of Leonard Cohen, a very highly polished, a very kind of boogie-woogie honky-tonk version of Leonard Cohen's I'm Your Man. That's going to close out tonight's show. That's a cover from the Tower of Song tribute from 1995, The Songs of Leonard Cohen, another really good tribute album that no cover library should be without. I'm Your Man. Before that, Daniel by Tortoise with Bonnie Prince Billy. Now, Bonnie Prince Billy is an alter ego for Will Oldham, who I've played on the show before, I think. He's sung with Johnny Cash. He's had a song performed about him by Bjork on her Vespertine album, kind of an indie Superman. I mean, he's just done so many things with indie groups and indie labels, and kind of described as do-it-yourself punk and blunt do-it-yourself punk aesthetic and blunt honesty. His version of Daniel there with Tortoise, which is usually an instrumental group, but they collaborated on the album The Brave and the Bold from 2006. And had a couple, actually it was all covers, a couple from that included Daniel, as well as a cover of Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road. And then we start off the set with the Mr. T Experience doing Don't Go Breaking My Heart, which was originally by Elton John and Kiki D. That one comes from the 1995 album And the Women Who Love Them by the Mr. T Experience. Well, thank you very much for tuning in to this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me to ask me any questions or comments about the show, you can do it very easily. You can even use it for making requests. Coverville@gmail.com is the email address. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday with an all-request edition of Coverville on your Easter Sunday. No Easter requests, as far as I know, but just some good music to listen to on your Easter Sunday. And the next Tuesday, we will have the aforementioned Celebrities Coverville, featuring celebrities doing covers of famous pop songs. Stick around for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Special thanks also to Audio Engine USA for their sponsorship.